We're continuing in the Zohar and explaining a concept of Kiddush Hashem that relates to Baalei Tshuva. The Kiddush Hashem of a Baal Tshuva. When a person becomes a Baal Tshuva, so that itself is a Kiddush Hashem from the past that the person was actually living. There's different levels of what we call a Baal Tshuva. Colloquially, the term that we use today is a Baal Tshuva is a person who didn't really keep any mitzvos and now is keeping Torah and mitzvos. That's usually what we call a Baal Tshuva. That's the term we use today. But the classic terminology of what a Baal Tshuva is, from Talmudic instances, is slightly different than what we call the classic Baal Tshuva of today. So it says the Zohar, Be'ichel Chamisha, in this fifth level, Shebegan Eden HaTachton, in Gan Eden Tachton, in this place, so we discussed the other day of what Gan Eden Tachton is versus Elyon, Husod Heichal Ava Keneged HaChesed. This place is the place of Ahava, which compares to the level of Chesed. Now, this is going to relate to the type of individual that gave up their life. Giving up their life doesn't always mean for death. Could mean their previous life experience that they have for the sake of Hashem, but it's in the area of Chesed. So, in that place, Sham Nimtzam Kol Osan Bali Tshuva Sha'asu Tshuva B'Shleimus. In that place, in Gan Eden, are the people who are Bali Tshuva B'shleimus, full level Baal Tshuva. Now again, this is Gan Eden Tachton. So we said Gan Eden Tachton has those people of Ruach and Nefesh, which relates to the fulfillment of physical mitzvos. Whereas Gan Eden Elyon, the upper Gan Eden, refers to someone who toils in Torah to the higher level relating to the Neshama. So here, in this highest level of Gan Eden Tachton, exists the Baal Tshuva, who's done a full level of Tshuva. What does it mean, full level Tshuva? Where in which they have returned from their sins, they don't sin anymore, and they had charata, they had remorse. Al kol ma she'asu, on everything that they did. Why? Machmas ahavas boron v'lo machmas yira, because they love Hashem so much, not because of fear that this is the wrong thing to live this life, or I'm going to get punished by God. That's a Baal Tshuva who's living out of Yira. The Baal Tshuva says, I love Hashem so much, of course I'm going to return to Hashem. That's the Baal Tshuva who lives b'shleimus in that scenario. Says the Zohar, v'yatzen ishmas and b'tahara, those people. Now there's the Baal Tshuva who returns out of pure love, they recognize Hashem. And then there's the Baal Tshuva who returns out of love and they recognize Hashem, but their return is at the moment of death. That's on a high level. So says the Zohar, Yatzin Nishmasam Pitahara Mikol Pigmay Avonoseyam, because of their sins that they have, their souls left with purity. Why did these souls leave with purity? Shatamid Hayushavim Bitshuva. Because on a constant level throughout their life, they were doing tshuva. As it says in the Pasuk, V'chatasi Negdi Tamid, my sin is before me always. Which means a person should always look. Now, who's a Baal Tshuva? We're all Baal Tshuva. Parents should always look at any sin that they have, that they always have to be able to repent for that sin on an ongoing basis, not just something, oh, I haven't done that in 20 years, so I'm okay. But in fact, our tshuva process continues to grow as we continue to grow older. The kibbutz lets me substantially govern the same, and that Baal tshuva, not only did he do tshuva on a constant level, but at his deathbed, he actually accepted upon himself that his death will also be part of his tshuva process. That person remains in this high level in Gan Eden, and who does they stay along with? And Kamokin and some, we find anyone that was able, that enabled themselves to die al Kiddush Hashem, that someone was going to kill them if they didn't do certain things, and they accepted death upon themselves. This Baal Tshuva sits in the same place. So when we see that a person dies al Kiddush Hashem, someone says to violate the cardinal sins or to do something else during Shas Hashmad, during times of persecution, and they allow themselves to be killed, they're in the same place as this Baal Tshuva, who is on a constant level of Tshuva, and at the time of his death, accepts upon himself that his death is actually part of the cleansing of his sins. The entrance to this gate, if you will, to this palace, or this place, is Menashe, the son of Yehuda, who was a wicked king. And this wicked king did Tshuva at the end of his life, and Hashem accepted him of his tshuva at the end of his life. V'asalo machteret v'rakir. He made like an opening in the heavens for Menashe to crawl through. Shuheichal ava shesham yaminu pshutu lekabel sham. In this place that Hashem allows Menashe, even though he's a terrible, wicked sinner, but eventually does tshuva, still he enabled him to actually go through, and he pushed Midas Hadin aside, the attribute of justice he pushed aside, so Menashe can actually get in. Lachain who omed ba'osa chatir, therefore Menashe stands at that opening, he stands at entrance, to enable these heavenly holy souls to be able to come in. So the Zohar continues in this, and he says, in the inside of this place where Menashe is standing, all of these pal tshuva are there, that their soul left when they were, what meaning they died, and they were still doing tshuva for the sins they had in the past. Like we have of Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, the famous Gemara Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that he was going after every prostitute in the world, the famous Gemara. And finally, when the prostitute said, "You're never going to be able to do tshuva," one prostitute said to him, "You're never going to be able to do tshuva." He went and he cried himself and he tried to look for anyone to help him, and he ended up crying himself to death in tshuva. So he has a place in that his tshuva was part of his death. And these people are going to have now a renewed level of connection to the Gan Eden Elyon. Not just a lower Gan Eden, but actually Gan Eden Elyon. And that will continue to give forth to them from the higher levels. And therefore it says, Gimel Palmim Ayom, three times a day during times of Tefillah, a divine light would come to these people, to these souls, that they would bask in this light. However, even though they were basking in this great light and they felt the glory of Hashem due to the tshuva process they experienced, still, kol echad nimtza beichazeh nichva migodo ha'ara shachupas chaveru. He would be burned by the greater level of holiness that his friend got to. That you're going to be in Gan Eden, going like, this is amazing. And then you can say, what? How come he got more than I got? Why did he get a greater level? So it seems that there still is going to be some level of jealousy in Gan Eden, and he's going to be burnt by this. Doesn't say jealousy, he's going to be burnt by the greater level of light that comes from his friend who gave up more in his life. And he's going to be paying Lama Lo Sagamhu Tshuva U'maisim Tovim Kamochever. Why didn't I do as much a level of tshuva as he did? This assumes that you could have done that level of tshuva, but just chose not to do that level of tshuva. But you know, the Baal Tshuva, who not only repents and no longer does a sin, but every single day is repenting for all the sins that they have done in the past, and even when it comes to death, they are accepting this upon themselves as part of their Tshuva process. And they are above all of these people. V'afilu tzaddikim gemurim, even the greater tzaddikim, these Baal Tshuva are above them. So when we say that a place of a Baal Tshuva, a tzaddik doesn't stand, it's even referring to here in Gan Eden. It's not referring to in this world, it's referring to in Gan Eden, that they're in a higher level than the tzaddikim, because these tzaddikim cannot get to this level of this heichal, of this entranceway. However, the madrega of the Baal Tshuva, alaluhu, madrega yonakom, it's the highest level of madregos, except there's one madrega that's higher. There's one level that's higher. Closing line of the Zohar, the madrega, the level of chassidim. The chassidim who serve Hashem may ahava, from constant ahava. These pious ones of osim koma sam of nimishur, so then they're always going beyond the letter of the law to do more than Hashem is asking them for. And that level is going to be the highest levels of everything else. But we see over here that the Baal Tshuva is higher than the tzaddik, and at least an equated par with the person who dies al kiddush Hashem for the sake of Hashem. And this is a tremendous level that we should all aspire to be able to fully do a tshuva, and not only stop, but to continue grow within our tshuva, and recognize that this is all for our benefit.